Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Mallee's Hit 96.9.
Get up with us indeed, or go to bed with us. That's the beauty of a catch up. You can do whatever you want with
all
us.
All of the above. And you know what? I do exactly that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go to bed with us.
Yeah. Sleep with us, awake with us, whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I go to bed with me. Does that count?
Yeah, it does.
Certainly, I'm not going to bed with you.
No, you haven't. Nope. Even though you want to.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Conversation off air. You never say when the mics are on, do you? You're a bit cheeky like that.
What happens off air stays off air, buddy.
Oh, it does. Got any questions for us, guys? Send them in. I reckon, P, is there anything you want to know about Ellie or myself?
Oh, I want to know why you stink so badly.
That's true, because I don't shower.
Ah, there you go.
I'll answer that for you.
So it can be as easy as that for
people
you.
People might have a question. Do you actually go to bed together?
Well, we've already answered that. So come up with something more original, guys.
But along the same lines as well.
Let's keep it clean. Keep it PG. I've got a boyfriend I have to worry about.
Why do you have to worry about him?
Because I don't want him to get offended by anything I say.
Are you serious?
Yes, of course.
You work in radio, mate.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
No, but I don't,
it's part of the game. You don't. You can't. Who cares if you offend him? It's part of the journey.
Gav, I love you.
Oh yeah. See, this is why Ellie never says anything mean on the radio. She's scared of offending everyone.
I say mean things to you. Yeah, does that count?
Yeah, but I don't care.
I just take it all out on you.
Are you calling Gav sensitive?
No, I'm calling Gav hot and
beautiful.
Well, I don't
care. So you can say what you want. That's why.
So
you do.
I can say mean stuff about Mia.
But you never say mean. Yeah, if you want. She doesn't care.
Well, I wouldn't.
You say a lot of bad things about me, one and two, behind their backs.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, we're getting really sidetracked here. The catch up
is
today.
Is that why you never say anything mean about Gav? You think he's going to get his feelings hurt?
Excuse me. The other day, I went to town on the fact that Gavin is a terrible name. Remember?
Yeah, that
tore
is true.
Tore him to shreds.
That's where maybe he isn't sensitive. I take that back, Gav. It is a terrible name. It's not a terrible name. It's just an old man's name.
Oh, no. I think it's beautiful.
Like Gary. Oh, do you
how
really
dare
think,
you?
You think how Gary and Gavin are beautiful names?
Yes, how dare you insult my boyfriend?
Yeah, I am.
I would never do that on the radio.
Just off air.
Oh, goodness. All right, enjoy the catch up, guys. There's heaps in here.
Gavin
does not crack a mention today, I don't think. Maybe for once.
No, he doesn't.
Did I go through a whole show without talking about Gav?
Oh, you spoke about him, but nothing that made the catch up.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Gav.
No offense.
Lucky Gav's the only one who downloads this catch up,
really. We should just dedicate a whole catch up to him. We should do a Gav chup. That doesn't work.
A what?
A Gav catch up. A catch up? Nah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Enjoy, Gav. And everyone else, the other two of you that listen. Mum and Dad.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
So sorry, Josiah.
Do not start the show on this note, Ellie. You know it's going to put me in a bad mood.
Well, you're notoriously a big old scaredy cat.
Oh, only with things that most people are scared about. Oh. I'm not scared of little things like snakes or anything.
Oh, pretty sure this morning you were like, oh, God, snake season starting.
I like snakes. I hate spiders. I'm happy to say that. But I really hate clowns and I hate scary dolls.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to set a scene for you, right? Imagine if you and your family, your little kids, I know you don't have any, but just imagine you've got little Johnny Susie.
You never know.
Yeah, actually, the way you've been, you probably do somewhere.
There's a couple in Norway, Brazil. Where else do I have some? Portugal, maybe.
Ipswich in the UK?
I don't think so, but okay, never know, Ellie.
Well, then these aren't your kids. Okay, so a woman named Alice was sleeping with her kids.
What?
Not,
I got it.
All sleeping in their house. And for a few months, they kept getting woken up by something throughout the night. And Alice was like, where is that coming from? It is creepy AF.
What does that stand for?
As fudge.
Oh, right. I just wanted you to say it.
So Alice and her kids are sleeping, and every night they'd get woken up by this.
It's raining.
No, they did not.
Yes. The old man is snoring.
That is this exact sound?
Yep.
Couldn't get up in the morning.
Have you seen It, the clown movie?
No.
That's the exact voice with the exact tone, exact everything that is in the movie.
Really?
And that's about that scary clown.
Yeah.
Stuff that.
Well, look, I don't get scared easily, especially of supernatural stuff. I mean, you know Brigitte the doll and I are great friends. I don't think she's haunted at all. But that would creep me out. If that's coming on in the middle of the night, she said it happens at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m. Sometimes it would just play once. Sometimes it would keep repeating.
I woke up this morning because my drink bottle next to my bed, it's in like a plastic, this one here, the plastic bottle went like this. And it woke me up and I was so freaked out. I was like, what did I have? I was like, but imagine that.
Imagine. Like, even I would be freaked out by that. So she's eventually reported it to the council because, I mean, at first she thought she was going crazy. She's like, oh, my God, I'm being haunted.
There's something in the house. Yeah,
as you would. But then she reported it to the council and got investigators onto it. And they tracked it down and it was a nearby, like, industrial estate thing, which was the home of it. No, it was like a couple of 100 metres from her house and someone had set it up as an alarm. Oh, so anytime someone tried to break into the house, you'd hear this.
It's raining, it's
and that would be, that is the best deterrent to thieves, don't you reckon? If you were trying to break in somewhere.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Did you see that? A folder just fell over on the side of the room.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
And my drink bottle keeps doing this as well.
Yes.
What is going on? It's that stupid doll in this studio. Get
Brigitte,
it out.
It's Brigitte. Anyway, so it turned out that the alarm was being set off. This is creepy in itself. By spiders. Every time spiders went past.
Oh. I thought if you made this story out and they don't know what it is.
Yeah, no,
that's right. So if a spider was setting off the alarm.
Yeah. And that was the alarm.
I mean, if you're scared of spiders and clowns and creepy music.
Yeah.
I mean,
which you are.
This is
your big old scaredy cat.
This is actually my worst nightmare. You know what we should do for the show?
What?
Send me to Ipswich in the UK.
Yes.
I need to pay child support.
Yeah, okay. I mean, nothing to do with this. It's more just to say hi to the kids.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Right now, I want to talk about one of my friends. And I feel like every girl friendship group has one of these girls in it. Now, I'm going through the time
the model,
in my life.
The really hot one? I hope it is. Please tell me you're talking about it.
They're all my friends are beautiful, just
they
like
are, especially your sister. Is she in your group?
No. Stay away from my sister. No, I've got this one friend who is really, really not, I don't want to use the word desperate.
She's desperate.
Okay, she's desperate. Love you, Alice. I love you.
You named her as well.
Yeah, I'm going to name her.
Name
Alice.
And shame. Alice, the desperate friend of Ellie.
No,
who's also
no.
really hot.
She is beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. Anyway, I love you, Alice, but you're desperate. She wants to get married so badly. So badly.
Has she got a partner?
She does. She's been going out with her boyfriend for 5 years, maybe six.
And how old is she?
Yes. She's 27.
Are they ready? Are they at that? You know, some couples, you look, they've been together for a while and you're like, you're still not quite ready. Or you see others, they're like, mate, why have you not put that ring on already?
Yeah, I'd say, she's certainly ready. That's for sure. He's a bit younger. He's 26.
Yeah.
So not that much younger. But, they have been together for a while. So if they got engaged, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like they only just met. You know, they don't know each other well enough.
5 years. You're pretty well at that stage where you're ready to drop the knee.
Exactly. And a lot of my other friends are getting engaged at the moment. A lot of, you know, people that I went to school with and whatnot. Our 10-year reunion's coming up. So everyone wants to get engaged before the reunion so they can go back and claim it. Anyway, Alice
I'd rather rock up to my 10-year reunion with like two.
Yes.
I'd two Zuma, like Victoria's Secret on either side of me.
Yeah,
you guys are all getting married and having kids. Look at me, guys. Look at me, guys.
Well, that's not the case for girls, Josiah.
Oh, right,
it's a very different world.
Fair enough.
Girl world. Anyway, so Alice has been dropping hints for years now. And when I say dropping hints, just blatantly saying what she wants. So she has mapped out her entire wedding. She knows exactly what she wants for everything.
Oh, she's one of those.
So much so that we were talking about our other friend's hen's party. Oh, no, sorry. We were talking about our other friend's wedding. And she was like, oh, my husband-to-be is creating these pallet furniture for the wedding. And Alice pipes up and goes, oh, can I use that for my hens?
What?
Alice has planned her hens, even though she's not engaged.
Wow.
And also, you don't plan your own hens. But no, she's got the furniture picked out that she wants for her hen's party.
What, so she's got every detail of a wedding. She'd know where her honeymoon is, where her wedding, where her reception would be.
Yep, she knows what ring she wants.
I don't know. Is it sad or is it?
Well, look, at least she's being honest about it because a lot of girls do plan their wedding and plan all this stuff.
Of course.
I wasn't even expecting that. But, you know, they know exactly what they want. But Alice knows what ring she wants and it's expensive, the one she wants.
Like how much are we talking?
Around 30 grand. Yeah. It's an expensive one. And so she's saying, well, he's not proposing until he can afford the ring.
Oh, no wonder. 5 years. Okay, you can't be desperate to get married and expect him to save 30K to drop a knee unless he's on a good wicket.
Exactly.
She may be waiting for another 5-10 years, I reckon.
Well, that's what I said.
More.
So I saw her on the weekend and I was like, why doesn't he just get you, you know, a smaller ring And then, you know, you can get a bigger ring for a push present when you have a baby.
Yes, good idea. Yeah, you know what? If you can't afford it, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Fellas, propose it what you can, but then upgrade it when you can afford it.
Exactly. She had a response prepared for that. Oh. She goes, "No, for my push present, I'm getting a Jags Series X315. I'm like, what? You found your push present?
This girl sounds like a nightmare.
No, she's wonderful. And I can't stress, I love her to be.
You sure he's not just with her for the looks?
No. She's a great girl and she's a great girlfriend. And,
desperate.
You know, he should be so lucky as to marry her. But she has definitely...
I had a friend like this called Georgie, and her partner, it became a running joke because she's so desperate. So he'd take her to Paris and then not propose.
Oh,
he'd take her to the Hamilton Island, not propose. And he just did, he could take her to the wine regions and she'd just be like, this is it.
Yeah.
And then he would just, on purpose, would not, because she was so desperate, play the cool card.
Yeah.
He'll drop a knee, relax.
Nice. Yeah, that's what maybe she needs to do.
She does. Take a deep breath, Alice.
Yeah.
And it'll happen. Relax.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yar it is, Ellie.
Yar. So we thought, my heart is that we'd talk all things pirate this morning. I don't know why I'm Irish.
An Irish pirate?
It is possible.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah, exactly. So coming out to store soon, Monday, 5th of November, is a brand new book. A children's book. It's called Whitebeard. It's all about pirates and Santa and whatnot. So we thought we'd get the author on, MCD Etheridge, otherwise known as Matt. Hello, Matt. Or should I say, ahoy, me hearty.
Ahoy there, you scurvy knave, lung scallywag. How you be going today?
We're good. Do we do the whole interview in the pirate
well,
accent?
Well, you can, but the problem about doing pirates is it's very easy to start drifting into Irish. All of a sudden you sound like a leprechaun, which is not the idea of International Talk Like a Pirate Day, is it? You're going to be down there talking like a pirate.
Matt, why do we start talking a little bit Irish when we do the pirate voice? Is it just our go-to?
I think so. I think pirates probably back in the day, a lot of them were Irish. So it's probably where the Irish, that mixture of Irish and other accents, kind of all drifted into one another and became very piratey, but also a little bit Irish.
Is that because they like crime and drinking?
I think so.
That's a very big generalisation about Irish people, Josiah.
Love the grog, yeah.
Yeah. So how should we be celebrating Talk Like a Pirate Day today? What do we generally do? Drink some rum?
Well, you could have some grog. There's obviously the opportunity to have plenty of adventures on the high sea, but if you can't get to the high sea, then you can feel free to go to my Instagram page, which is Whitebeard Book, and there you can find your pirate name.
Oh.
And, so I've actually been doing my research and had a look and found pirate names for you. So with Josiah, you're Greedy Booty.
And Greedy Booty.
Greedy Booty.
And kind of that actually makes sense as well.
Yes, I'm sure.
I've seen his booty before. It does look very greedy. So.
And Ellie, you'd be Scabby Knee.
Scabby? Oh. Do you know what? That is very ironic because I fell off a scooter last year in Greece and I had scabs all over my knees.
And she's wearing rips in her jeans right now where her knees are.
There you go. Oh. It's perfect.
So your book, Whitebeard, it's going to be out in November, as we just mentioned before. It is available from review Tuesday, the 2nd of October, though. Tell us about Santa Claus. He talks like a pirate.
Yes, so this Christmas, it's very much the yo-ho-ho meets the ho-ho-ho.
It's like me on a Saturday night.
Yes, exactly. Well, because the reality is in Australia, we're all a little bit pirate here, aren't we? We're an international crowd. We love a barbecue on a beach, and we call each other mate all the time. So I just love the idea of putting a story together where Santa was a pirate. I did my research and discovered that actually Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, isn't only the patron saint of children, but he's the patron saint of thieves and sailors. And so
really?
Pirates. Yeah.
Wait, so Santa Claus is a pirate?
Well, he is in my story, Whitebeard. Yeah, and this is the fruits of all my research, which actually did discover that he certainly had some nautical adventures on the high seas. So it's all there, but it's packed full of fun. So you've got, you know, exploding Christmas puddings and all sorts of great fun. Mermaids, trolls, which, you know, it's all there. It's all there for the young adventurers.
All right, and how young are we talking? What's the age demographic for the book?
Well, I reckon 8 to 12 is a good age, but really anyone can enjoy it of any age because we're all a bit pirate, aren't we?
I was going to say, Matt, I'm 28 and I reckon that's bang up in my demo.
Well, we've learnt this morning that you're not great at talking, so
no,
reading
I'm
probably
not.
The same. How funny. How can people get their hands on a copy?
Well, it'll be available on Amazon and in good bookshops. If you want to read chapter one for free, you can go to the website, which is whitebeard.com.au.
Lovely.
Can't wait. MCD Etheridge, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
Lovely. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers, guys.
Enjoy your day, me hearty.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, you've been cheated on?
Yes. Thanks for bringing it up.
How does it feel?
Sucks.
I can imagine. I want to know, did you get revenge?
No, I'm too nice.
You are a bit nice.
I took the soda stream.
Yeah, was that revenge? Did he pay for it?
No, it was a housewarming present from my parents. So I took it. Don't you worry.
I've got a story on the ultimate revenge from a lady to her cheating husband.
Oh, here we go. Strap yourself in.
It is good. And ladies, get involved 13, 12, 16, or men as well. If you've been cheated on and got revenge in a nice and unique way, would love to hear your story. Don't be shy this morning. Now, this lady was married for a few years over in Canada.
Mm.
All things were going well. She thought it was okay. They were having a couple of issues in the marriage, but nothing to the thought where she could, in no way, he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Anyway, one night he fell asleep with his computer on his lap in bed, left it fully open.
Mm-hmm.
She says she opens it while he was sleeping.
Snoops McGee.
And a message comes up while she's on it saying, "Miss you, hurry home, kiss, kiss, kiss." So what's this? She had a look. Turns out he wasn't just having an affair with her. He was living with a woman called Chantel in America, different country.
Oh, this is like The Pilot's Wife. That's a book.
Is it? I've heard of that one.
He's got a family in like America and then a family in Europe, and he just goes between the two and they never know about each other.
How's this? Sounds interesting. How's this? Might have been written about this girl. She didn't know how long the affair had been going on for, but she said it was long enough after she kept reading the messages to be talking about getting engaged.
Oh, that hurts. I'm sorry, sister. I feel for you. So what'd she do?
That's crazy. And she had no idea, this other girl, that he had a wife back home. So she said she was so upset she could feel her whole body shaking. Is that what it feels like?
Yeah, literally. I shook when I found out. My legs nearly gave way.
I don't know what it would feel like, but if I can just imagine wanting to vomit or just not knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can compose yourself enough to think of that revenge, go for it. She goes, she wanted to hit him. She wanted to do everything. But what she did, she composed herself. She might be a bit of a serial killer. She smiled at him, kissed him goodnight, for a week played normal wife. Then he went on another one of his long stint overseas trips that he keeps doing.
Yep.
That's kind of like what your ex did.
Yeah.
That cheated on you. Mm. So she knew what she did. The day he left, she contacted their real estate agent, said she wants to sell her home fast, well under market value to ensure an immediate sale. She said that they lived in an amazing house, infinity pool, massive deck overlooking the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Even better, the house was in her name. He made that decision a while back to avoid tax benefits, for the tax benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in her name. And she never really understood. But when it came to this, it helped her perfectly. So she didn't tell him anything. She sold it to a young couple. They got the deal of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
She carried on when he was overseas, answering his emails as she did, pretending it was all good, pretending like nothing has changed. She set up a separate bank account for herself, put half the money in it.
Mm-hmm.
Put half in his account. That's nice of her to still have done that.
Yeah.
She probably would have got sued if he didn't. Put half in their joint account. So when he arrived home 6 weeks later, it arrived in the, so she made sure the money arrived the day he landed back.
Mm-hmm.
He then comes home, goes to the door, knocks on the front door. A couple answers their door.
His house.
And he's like, "Who are you?" They said, "We live here now." He goes, "No, you don't. This is my house." They showed him the paperwork. She was on a cruise with her girlfriends celebrating.
Oh, damn.
She shouted all of her girlfriends a cruise overseas and gave him a big middle finger via email.
Yes, good on you, sister. Proud of you.
Sister's doing it for themselves.
Exactly. If only I was that wily when I got had my cheating.
Since moving to Canada, though, he's moved in with a girl over in Canada.
Oh, so he's
hasn't
fine.
Even contacted her, hasn't even asked for a divorce. She says, I say, bring it on.
And she's probably now like alone, like being eaten by her cats or something.
So you know what I want to do right now? Dedicate this song Happier to her.
Oh, heavy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Alpha. Time chance to play this. $1,000 up for grabs every morning with Alpha Bucks. You just got to call us on 13, 12, 16
it's
when
in
we
the
tell
air,
you.
It's isn't it? It's a Wednesday. Come
it
on.
It is. It is. And Chrissy from Kyabram, you've done just that, my friend, and you've gotten through to play.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just played off air and we think it's an easier one today. So okay. Fingers crossed for you, Chrissy.
Don't want to put you off.
Yeah, I know. That's no pressure.
Thanks, guys.
And by easy, we mean I still struggled through it. Ellie found it easy.
Oh, Ellie's a bit of a brain, though.
Exactly.
Oh, stop it, Christy.
You obviously don't listen to the show, then.
she's buttering me up. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, let's give it a crack. You know the drill. 30 seconds, 10 questions. You have to answer them all using the letter that we give you. And if you can pass and come back to them, but you can't say the same answer twice.
Okay.
Christy from Kyabram, your letter for today is L for lollies.
Okay.
All righty. Here we go. Starting with L, I need you to give me a movie.
Oh, God. Lagoon.
A type of fabric.
Linen.
A hobby.
Long jump.
A part of a tree.
Log.
A baby sheep.
Lamb.
Something you can swim in.
Lake.
A car brand.
Lexus.
An animal.
Lion.
The opposite to first.
Last.
A soft drink.
Lemonade.
Has she done it? Oh, there's so much time left. Christy, you've won $1,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You've bloody done it. Oh, my God. With time to spare as well. You breezed through those.
Oh, my God.
What's going through your head right now?
Well, you know what? I'm in the middle of moving houses, and that's going to be such a big help. Oh, my God. I'm shaking.
Well, I'm shaking earned. Too.
You know what, Christy? I'm going to say you're our greatest ever Alpha Bucks player. That
yes.
was unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God, guys.
I knew I had a good feeling
yes,
today.
Yes, so did I. I said, as we answered the call, I was like, I reckon this is going to be a winner. I've got a feeling.
You know what? Usually when I listen, I breeze through it and I'm like, oh, fucking just get on.
Yes. Oh.
But everyone says that, but then they never get through. But you have got on and you have absolutely nailed it, Christy. $1,000 for your Wednesday morning. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
No worries at all. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Bedding in Shepherd. And if you need a better bed, you can shop there. You can go get yourself a new bed if you like, Christy.
Yeah, spend your $1,000 down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. You got okay, we'll let you go. We'll let you breathe. You're going to need, I feel like you need to scream or something off air just to like.
I know. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, congratulations, my friend. We're very happy for you.
Thanks, guys.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Ellie, a couple of weeks ago, you and I went out to Polly McQuinn's.
We did.
On your way to Strathbogie from Euroa because we heard that it's haunted.
Yeah, and you're a big old scaredy cat.
We didn't find anything, did we? No ghosts?
No ghosts. No ghosts to be seen, despite what you told me about an old dude falling off his horse and jinker.
Yeah, so the story is the guy was on his way back, fell into the water. There's apparently a never-ending hole there.
Yeah.
He fell in and he died, obviously, and that's where the ghost of Polly McQuinn, his name was Polly McQuinn.
Yeah.
And that's how it, and he's haunted the spot ever since.
Seems like a legit story.
Multiple reports are, you know, it's just one of those urban legends.
Yeah.
People have seen it. People swim there, beautiful swimming spot in summer.
Yeah. We've got a video of our little venture out there up on our Instagram and our Facebook page, Hit GV, Hit Goulburn Valley.
Now, I need to thank Tennille from Maroopna for this next story. She sent it in. She found an article by a guy called Matthew Williams on Polly McQuinn. He did a bit of digging and research into this whole story.
Mm.
Now, this is going to change everyone's theory on the area completely.
Sure
it's got to do with the Ned Kelly gang. Have a listen to this.
Oh, what? Everything has to do with the Ned Kelly gang around here, don't
I know,
you reckon?
Especially in the Strathbogie Rangers
yeah.
as well. So he started doing a bit of research and found that Polly McQuinn was an early pioneer of the district who obviously drowned. That's the story that we've obviously touched on just now.
Mm-hmm.
After doing some research, this guy found an article from Friday the 5th, November 1920 in the Euroa Advertiser, and it's called History.
That's about your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, 1920. About my jokes are from that era as well.
Yes.
In the article, he saw that Polly McQuinn's waterhole was named after Polly,
mm-hmm.
who was obviously the story we just told. But then rather than starting a new paragraph, it continued on about a guy called Mr. Haley, who had actually gone to as a doctor to that spot to save someone who was drowning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to explain, but they didn't take a new paragraph. So the story he's saying was actually about this guy, Mr. Haley, who was rescuing a girl.
Right, and people thought that it was the story was about Polly McQueen.
Totally different story.
Didn't have anything to do with him.
So exactly right. So it goes on to say, after doing some research, that Polly's wasn't actually named after him. They just forgot to start a new paragraph. However, it goes on to say he discovered that a few miles north from Strathbergie, in the area towards Benalla, in the rough bush around there, there's the remains of a hut, which was said to be one of the Kelly gang's refuges. So whenever they go and do a heist, they go back to this hut, and it was one of their refuge. The hut was known as Quinn's. So the Kelly gang called it Quinn's. You've got to play along and listen very carefully here.
Yeah.
After looking a bit deeper, Quinn is the maiden name of Ned Kelly's mum, Mary.
What?
Right? Listen to this. Mary, after doing some research, did you know that Polly is another name for Mary?
Is it?
I'm not joking. You know, like your name, Ellie, some people call you Elle or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't know this, but Polly is another name for Mary. You know, like Dick, Richard, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're the Ned Kelly, the Kelly gang's mother.
Yeah.
Her son, it was Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Her first name was Mary, a.k.a. Polly.
Polly
McQueen. They're saying Polly McQueen's The Water Spot was actually a nickname for them that they knew about. After they do it heist, they go and meet at Polly McQueen's, and that was their spot before they disappear into
and
the Strathbogie.
And what, just have like a barbecue by the lake, like kick back, go for a swim.
Is that not the most fascinating story ever?
It is a good story.
This person, I feel like he's uncovered history that hasn't been uncovered yet.
Yeah, it's a lot of investigating's gone into that.
Oh, but fantastic job as well.
Oh, so what do we have to go out? So wait, so there's no ghost?
Well, they're saying that's just a made up. That's just an urban legend that's been made up over this time. You and I saw no ghost, so this story makes sense.
So that means that you and I don't suck at ghost busting. There was just no ghost busting
Instead of finding no ghosts, you and I stumbled upon the Kelly gang hangout spot. That no one actually knows about until it's been uncovered by this Matthew guy that was kindly sent in from Tennille and Maroopna.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer the ghost story? Do you prefer the
no
Kelly gang
way.
Story?
No way. The Kelly gang through and through. I'm a massive Ned Kelly, like, fiend.
You don't want to continue the life of ghostbusting?
No.
This is not the Ghostbusters song that I thought it was.
It'll do, though. Anyway, so it looks like Polly McQueen's, as beautiful it was, was the hangout of where, if you believe this theory of the Kelly gang, it's where they get together after heists rather than where an old man fell into a bottomless hole.
So it's like the Aussie of the olden days.
Exactly right. But how funny that Polly McQueen, if you do that research, is their mother's name and they've just kind of used that as a secret name. As in, let's go back to Polly McQueen's.
Yeah, my mum's name Raylene, and I always say, like, I'm going to the rails. Going off the rails.
Getting off your rails
again.
Yeah,
exactly. You know it.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Welcome to Have Your Say.
Time for us to open up the phones to you, Goulburn Valley, because we need you to weigh in on a debate we've been having, and a lot of the country's been having at the moment. So, cloning. It's always been a controversial topic. Because is it ethical? And like, is it just weird? Are we playing God?
Depends on your views and morals on life, I guess. Everyone sees it differently.
Yeah, exactly. And it's come out that you can clone your dog for $135.
Yeah, I saw this on 60 Minutes the other night.
Sorry, $135,000.
$130, I was going to say.
Not $135.
$135,000, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was on 60 Minutes. They did a story on it the other night. It's an interesting thought and an interesting debate because if you have a dog that you know and love, and my first dog, my goodness, I would pay millions of dollars to have her back. By cloning it, do you actually have her back?
Well, they say that it's going to have all the same characteristics and it is going to be effectively the same animal.
Yeah.
I suppose it won't have the same memory and stuff though, will it?
That's a good point. Do you have to retrain it? Is the behavior different to, you know, is it clone from a puppy or is it clone like it is what it is? Like, can I have my dog back at 5 years old or is it you get the dog from its baby and it grows?
It gets reborn. Yeah. So I think they put the DNA and stuff in the like egg or whatever.
Oh, so
science chat. I imagine that's how it's done. It's like IVF, you know.
Well, for the sake of this segment, let's just say, even if it's not how it works, let's say that everything is exactly the same as your dog from birth through to end. Would you do it for the same money, Ellie?
Yes, if I had heaps and heaps of money. I obviously not on the salary one now.
Obviously, but same money is not an issue too. That's what we're talking about here. 135K means nothing to you.
For free, would I clone my dog?
Yeah, say that. Well, 135, you're still paying it, but it means it doesn't break the bank in any way.
Yeah. Do you know what? 100%. Because look at people who buy, you know, like will only buy purebred dogs, for example. It's effectively the same thing.
But every dog's different. It has its own personality, has its own traits. Are you that set on your first dog?
Oh, he's perfect. So I've got another dog now. He's good, but he's not the same as the first one.
Yeah, your first one, was it your childhood dog?
Yeah, we had him for 17 years.
Yes. So mine was 17 as well.
Cute.
So cute. Yeah, you can never beat your first.
No, you can't. Well, you can in some areas.
Just you I won't argue that. I'm against the view. I think the memories are there for a reason. I feel like cloning is playing God.
I'm still laughing at my joke.
Oh, it was a good joke. I'm trying to
get
my opinion across.
Josiah, what do you think?
I feel like cloning is, I don't know, for some reason I don't like it.
It does feel very unnatural.
That's the thing.
Like with IVF and stuff these days, you can choose everything up to the eye colour of your child.
Yeah, and I'm against all that as well.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's playing God a little bit. Why force something to happen when you can just let the natural process take place? That's available to you. Why force it?
Yeah. I suppose it then goes to the next level, which is like, if you lose your child, can you then clone your child?
Yeah, which is what the debate is. And I think humans is a whole nother debate.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's the same deal. And have you seen the TV series Westworld, which was up for heaps of Emmys yesterday? Watch that. That gives you a really good insight. So basically, they clone robots and they turn them into humans as lifelike, but they end up developing a human attributes so much that they end up actually developing a consciousness.
You can't tell the difference between
difference in the end, and they take on every single trait.
Yeah, see, here's me. I'm so against artificial intelligence and robots and stuff. That freaks me out. Whereas I'm like, yeah, I'll clone my dog.
Well, the thing with cloning is I feel like there's still, even though if they guarantee you it's not, I still feel like you'd be looking at your dog going, there's something about you that just quite isn't the other one, and I paid $135, not for me.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, let's open it up on the phones. 13, 12, 16. Cloning your dog. Would you do it or would you not? Do you think it's unnatural? Amber's in Yarrawonga. Hey, Amber, what are your thoughts?
Nah, I don't agree with it.
You don't want to be a cloner?
No, thank you. It's Amber, a lot of money to spend on it.
Oh, it is. Yes, it's a lot of money. What if you had the perfect dog with every single attribute that you've ever wanted in a dog and you're like, I won't accept any other dog but that one again. Would you consider it?
Probably not. No, at the end of the day, like we live in an imperfect world and we do have to let go when we lose them. But, you know, as much as they're loved, I wouldn't do it personally.
Even if the money wasn't a thing, even if it said you can do this for free, you still wouldn't?
Yeah, no, I agree with Josiah. I think there'd be something still a bit off. The bark wouldn't be the same.
I feel like
a bit odd.
You'd look at it and you'd be like, because you know you've cloned it, so you'd just be like, you're not real in a way.
Yeah, I suppose even if it had like a weird splotch of, you know, like white fur or something, you'd be like, that wasn't there before.
I feel like their eyes would go in the back of their head at night or something weird.
Oh, God.
You know?
They're not haunted, Josiah.
They could be.
Oh, thanks for getting involved, Amber.
No worries.
Let's go to Lorraine from Tongala. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. What do you reckon? Is cloning dogs okay?
Yes,
you're for it.
Yep.
Lovely. All right. Yep. What are your reasons behind it?
Only because we've had some fantastic dogs before, and I'd definitely clone it regardless.
Would you think though that that life's all about moving on from those and getting your next one? Because what if the next dog you might end up loving even more, but by cloning it, you're stopping that from happening? The full circle of life.
But what if you get the next dog and it's not right?
That's true. Like me, my first dog, I hate to say it, was better than my current dog.
Wow.
I love him. I love them both. But the first one, oh, God, I have fond memories of him.
Interesting.
That's it. They're just beautiful animals. And if you can get the same one, we'd have it again.
I just feel like cloning, even though they say it's 100% legit, 100% exactly how it is, it's still something a little bit robotic and off for me. It just feels like
it's unnatural.
Wrong.
It is unnatural. If you can get your head around the fact that it's unnatural, then I suppose you can live with it.
Yeah, and I couldn't move on from that.
Yeah.
But life's moving on, isn't it? Like, everyone's trying something different, and if it's working, then you might as well go with it.
Exactly. Would you ever clone your children or anything, Lorraine?
I think everyone want to clone their children. They're always perfect, aren't they?
You'd want to clone them so they can stay as babies at that cute age?
Yeah.
Don't grow up. Don't grow up.
It's the early years all over again.
But they're gorgeous, though, yeah.
Exactly. Well, Lorraine, do you have kids?
Yes.
Well, you can be sending them to Kids Fest, my friend. You've just won yourself a VIP prize pack.
I have bigger children, but I've got there's some godchildren there that we would take.
So. Perfect. You'll be the best godparent around. Congratulations. Yeah. That's heading your way. Thanks for getting involved.
Thank you. Bye.
No worries at all.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved with the debate, hit us up on the socials, HitGV on Instagram or Facebook. You can search Hit Goulburn Valley on there as well.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
Time to do a bit of entertainment reporting of our own. The Emmys happened yesterday, my favourite award show.
Tell me more, Gossip Girl.
Stop it, I'm so nervous to be the Gossip Girl.
XOXOXO.
I'm up with the celebs, that's what's happening in Hollywood. Did that work?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Okay, thanks.
You sounded exactly like Dean McCarthy.
Perfect. Well, Dean McCarthy was there yesterday. He did an outstanding job hosting the Fox 8 Emmys red carpet, so shout out to you, Dino. But I want to tell you what happened.
Talk to me. What have we got? What's the big prizes? Is that what they get? Prizes?
No, they get statues. Emmys. Yeah. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series, Claire Foy, The Crown. The Crown taking the world
Never
by storm.
Never watched it. Have you seen The Crown?
No.
Nah, it doesn't interest me that much.
Queen Elizabeth. It's all about her. She's our mate. She's in the studio.
Yeah, sorry, Liz. I tried watching one episode, a bit old and boring. My mum loved it, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, not for me.
I know. I'm all about like...
I feel like private school kids would love it.
What, because it's snobby?
I don't know. They all just think they're part of the royals somehow.
Well, I'm a private school kid and I didn't love it, so there you go.
There you go. There's a first.
outstanding supporting... Oh, this is a show I do love. Game of Thrones.
Great show.
Peter Dinklage.
Ah, he's the...
Oh, my God. It's been gone for so long that I've forgotten his name. Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Tyrion Lannister.
There's a politically correct way of describing
it. You don't need to. You don't need to go there.
Great actor.
Yeah, he's great. And he's won Outstanding Supporting Actor. Thandie Newton won Supporting Actress from Westworld.
Oh, she is a good... Yeah, it's the greatest show on TV.
All right, okay.
I reckon Westworld's better than Game of Thrones.
Oh, big call.
Yeah, both great shows, though.
Well, that is not what the Emmys think, because Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama Series.
Yeah.
Which is like the biggest one to get.
You'd say
really?
It's probably the world's most popular show.
Yeah, 100%. Outstanding variety sketch series went to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Can I just say,
who else
I
is
do
there?
Not rate Saturday Night Live.
You know what? I've never seen an episode.
It's not funny at all.
Really? Like lame?
No, so lame. Like, I don't think I've ever laughed out loud watching it. And I've given it a good crack.
Isn't Ariana Grande's dude, her fiancé, one of the people on it?
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
A host or something?
No. Yeah, he's just one of the dudes on it. One of the actors.
Sketches or whatever they do. Yeah.
There's heaps of them. Alec Baldwin and stuff's on it too. But interestingly enough, speaking of Ariana Grande, she didn't attend the Emmys yesterday, nor did Pete Davidson.
Ooh.
Because of the death of her ex-partner, Mac Miller, last week. She's still recovering from that.
Yeah, fair enough. Probably best to keep a little bit quiet for a while.
Yeah.
She's probably mourning.
Yeah, of course. But the best part of the night, in my opinion, you know I love a proposal, wedding proposal, and that's exactly what happened when a guy named Glenn Weiss, he's a director. He won Best Director for a special. I don't know what a special
so
is.
So basically a nothing award, yeah.
Hey, directing is tough, okay?
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'd love an Emmy, but...
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't we
considering
all?
Some of the other awards, it's a smaller award.
Yeah, you prefer Outstanding Actress or whatever. You would, particularly. Anyway, he got up on stage after accepting his award, and this is what he said.
Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mum was right, don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Oh, my God!
Are you joking?
Actually get tingles hearing it. Proposals is just my thing.
Ellie was
I love
listening
them so
to that
much.
During that last song and she was literally welling up. I'm like, come on, Ellie, that is so cringe.
I love it.
So far against public proposals, it's not funny. That's why I find that. She should have said no. Do not propose. Why do you have to propose in a big room full of people? Go do it. It's a private moment.
Everyone can see how in love you are.
Go do it in a nice spot. Go do something romantic. It feels a bit like, if I win, I'll be on stage. I'll look like a hero.
Yeah. No.
Like, don't get what he said was nice.
Yeah.
Say it to her in a nice, I don't know, look out. Take her on a gondola in Venice or something. Nah. I'm not sure.
If I get proposed to on the stage of the Emmys, I am okay with that. Don't you worry.
It's like he's just doing it for fame. I feel like he's doing it because then she can't say no. That's why he's done it. She's not going to say no in front of the room.
Why would you say no to someone who's just won an Emmy?
Exactly right. He's trapped her. Look out, it's a trap.
Yeah, all right, that's it. For more on the latest Emmys goss, make sure you hit up Scoopla at hit.com.au.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.